Harlan took on Kemper Catholic last night in basketball action and fell to the Knights 69-52. The Cyclones were issued a tough test against the Knights, who have returned multiple players this season. Harlan couldn't get over the hump last night in the third quarter, as the Knights went 14-33 from the perimeter and shot 50% overall from the field.
Sure, Kemper's got a heck of a team. They got everybody back except one of their postmen, the Adams kids. So they got all their guards back. And DJ Von Ami's healthy right now. So we knew it was going to be an extremely tough game at their place, a hornet's nest. But after you get home and you reflect and think about the game, it was really the second quarter that was the backbreaker. That score is 23-9. And it's really a dead even game all the other three quarters. And so our kids fought. We did a good job of not quitting and fought to get back in the game third quarter and just couldn't get over the hump. Is obviously Kemper shut the ball extremely well. They're 14 for 20 from 3-point line, and you know we had to give something up. And obviously we thought they're a great shooting team, but the same token, you hate to give them layups and easy buckets, but man, they made those threes look easy.
Regardless of Harlan's loss, the Cyclones are not backing down, but rather focusing on the talent that they have on the floor. Head coach Mitch Osborne has seen Braden Ager step into his own role as he has continued to get better at ball control and leadership on the floor. He only scored 5 points in the game against Kemper Catholic, but his floor play is not just based on what he puts on the stat sheet.
Yeah, Braden Ager, he really didn't get to play very much last year as a junior, but he stepped up at point guard. And, you know, he had a great track season last year and football season, so he's used to limelight. And, you know, we need him to be a little more aggressive and looking to get a few more shots up. We got to do a better job there. And same with Joseph, we're not getting, but he's been aggressive and been very pleased with everybody.
A few other players that Coach Osborne mentioned were Quinn Kesters, Jason Earlmeyer, and Will Arkfeld. Earlmeyer knocked down 10 points and shot 66% from the field, while also pulling down 2 rebounds. The senior's currently averaging 9.5 points per game through 2 games this season. Another player is Will Arkfeld, as he has been a top 3 rebounder with 5.5 rebounds per game, while knocking down 6 points per game. If the Cyclones can get the ball down low to Arkfeld, then the point total will only continue to rise.
Quinn Kesters and Jason Earlmeyer, that obviously it's their turn, their time right now. So they're all contributing, doing a good job. Will Arkfeld played a lot for us last year. Will, second half last night, definitely stepped up better. We just got to do a better job of getting him. And teams are identifying him more this year. Whereas last year, you had Brad Curran and Jacob Birch. And so Will sort of left alone and had some more open shots. This year, he's more targeted by the defense. So we just got to keep working and improve.
The Cyclones may have had a tough time against Kemper Catholic in the scoring column, but are continuing to utilize their fighting spirit as they continue to work and improve. There may be room for improvement, but as it is early in the season, it will be something that the Cyclones will succeed at down the line.
We're just still working on that. We're a work in progress. They're at a positive attitude and how hard they're working. That's what I appreciate. And so I think, we got a big margin for improvement. But like we said last night, it's a 4-point game at the end of the first quarter. And then we just had a bad second quarter, and give Kemper a lot of credit. But our guys, I thought we fought back in third quarter. And, that's a key. You just got to keep working and improving. And we got to play a little more physical. I think our physicality last night was not there. And that definitely hurt us.
This Friday, Harlan takes on Denison Sleswig, a team that Harlan has not beaten since 2021 and lost a close 69-63 matchup to last year. Don't let the Monarchs' 1-3 record fool you, as they have Luke Weavers, the 6'8" senior who leads them in scoring with 19.3 points and 7.7 rebounds per game this season. They also have Lance Arkfeld, who is averaging 14.5 points and 9.5 rebounds per game, just short of a double-double average. Harlan may lead the series 21-13, but they will have a challenge to make it 22-13.
Well, obviously, they got Luke Weavers at point guard. He's a terrific athlete, terrific player. And Lance Arkfeld, 6'8", postman in the middle. We really can't match up to him inside right now without Franz. So you got those two. And they come off a nice win versus Glenwood. It was on our home floor, and and hopefully we can bounce back. You know, they really hammered us last year at their place, and then we came back and lost a heartbreaker in overtime at our place last year. So we know each other very well. They know us. We know them. And basically, who's going to out-execute who? We just really got to come out and not have those little 2 to 3 minute scoring droughts. And that's going to be a big key. We definitely got to play a little more physical.
Harlan will take on Denison Schleswig at home this Friday at 7:30 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.